Right from the outset. I'm afraid it is confession time. Don't worry, it's not you confessing to one another. It's going to be me confessing to you. Although that is an interesting idea. Okay. Another week, maybe. Okay, it fits very well this morning. As today, we're looking again at the ACTS acronym for prayer, which, as we all know, stands for Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication, which is just a fancy way of asking for things. Now, the last talk on this covered the confession section, which is great, but unfortunately my preparation for today has been seriously hampered by two kind of hectically crazy weeks, so I don't really know what I'm doing at all. Unfortunately, Jen has stepped in, and she claims she's got it covered for me, and has given me this bag here, which she promises has everything that I'm going to need for my talk. So, there's a note attached. Okay, it says, great biblical examples of thankfulness. See if you can work out who they are. So I'm going to need some help here. Right, so, let's see what's in here. Okay. We have a number of very strange items in here. Okay, excellent. Right. Okay, where should we start? Okay, let's start with this. Can everyone see this? We have a lion, a slightly more cuddly lion than the real thing, but I'm pretty sure this is actually meant to represent the real thing. Now, do you guys know what sound a lion makes? Very good. And can we have a go all together? One, two, three. Very good. That's much worse. I don't know. Actually, I think the first one was probably more scary, to be fair. Okay. Now, which character in the Bible could this be referring to? Has anyone got any ideas? Not a tiger. Any people in the Bible have any involvement with lions at all? Daniel, that sounds like a good plan to me. Okay, so Daniel got in trouble, didn't he, when the king was tricked into saying that nobody could pray or worship anyone except him. But Daniel, who was good friends with the king, he kept praying to God anyway. And as a result, he was thrown into a den with lots and lots of much bigger ones of these. And he was left overnight. And in the morning, the king came to check on him to see if he was still alive. And he was. Now, in terms of thankfulness, I'm sure Daniel was very thankful that he didn't get eaten. But actually, when I reread this, I realized that the person who prays to God and thanks God at the end of this is actually the king himself, Darius, who praises God for saving Daniel and then writes a letter to his whole kingdom saying that from then on, everyone needs to pray to Daniel's God and was thankful for him saving him. Okay, so that's a good start. What else have we got? He's fine. Sorry, I'll sit him up. Anyone played Dingbats before? Right, what do we have? Has anyone got any guesses of what we've got at the top here? Leopards, did someone say? Excellent, okay. Can anyone count how many there are? 10. And what's the bit at the bottom? Anyone got any ideas? The lepers who were healed. Very good. Very good sound alike. Excellent. Jen, any reason why you didn't feel you could... Yeah, no, that probably makes sense, doesn't it? We know this story, don't we? One day, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He met 10 lepers, people with an incurable disease, and they called out to him, and he healed them. He told them to go to the nearest temple and to show themselves to the priest there, because they'd been healed. And all 10 of them all ran away, joyfully celebrating. One stopped, turned, and ran back to Jesus and fell at his feet, thanking him for making him well. And Jesus says, I've got one man here. Didn't I heal 10 people? Where have the other 9 gone? It's a good story of thankfulness and unthankfulness. Sometimes it's easy to enjoy good things from God and not thank him for giving those things to us, or to be too busy to just stop and think about where those blessings are coming from. Who played a stringed instrument? David. Excellent. Straight away. Okay. Psalms, book of the Bible, is one of the longest books in the Bible, 150 chapters. And each one of those 150 chapters is a poem. It would be a song, but obviously we've lost the music to them. Although I think we've sung some of the ones today where people have put music back to it, which is lovely. So David, I don't know if anyone knows, how many of the Psalms is David named as having written, roughly? Any guesses on that one? Rob? Apparently, it's 1973. So if it's a slightly different source, I think Rob's probably right. It must be in worship leader training. That's the only thing I can say. Okay, perfect. No, he is named as the author of just under half of those. And many of those, in fact, the vast majority of those, have an element of thankfulness in the Psalms themselves. And despite the fact that the circumstances surrounding David's life are not all good by any stretch, there are long periods of real kind of depression and difficult times. He didn't have an easy life, sometimes of his own making, sometimes not. But no matter how good or bad things were, he always found time to thank God for who he was, what he'd done in David's life, and which gave him confidence that no matter what was going on, God was still in control of every
situation. Excellent, right. I think this might be a pair.
Okay. Again, Joe's items may have been put in there quite a lot. We have an umbrella and two animals. Any thoughts? The R. Excellent. It's not raining cats and dogs. Although it was 40 days and 40 nights.
Which one are you after? You're after the umbrella. Okay. Joe, you better have your cat. You better look after the other one.
Excellent. Okay. Now, again, the story is very familiar. It rained after Noah had built an ark and got all the animals onto the ark. And when the rain stopped and the floodwaters went down, the very, very, very first thing that Noah did after he got off the ark, anybody? First thing. He built an altar and he thanked God for keeping them safe in the ark to start their lives again. Didn't start having a look around, didn't have any other priorities at that point in time. He thanked God for where he was. Okay. My bag appears to be empty, so I'm going to huddle under this umbrella with my daughter, maybe. Start again. We can see what's next here.
No, I can't wait for the next bit now. This is great. We're going to